Blog Talk Radio.
Just listening to TCCA's national anthem, The Age of Freedom Has Come. Good afternoon. This is your host, Joaquin, for today. We have quite a topic here today. We're talking about health. But like every week, I like to go through, we start with love first because love is so important, you know? And this is one of the reasons why we don't get along with family, we have trouble with our friends, we have trouble with our children. Because the 1% make sure we don't know what love is so that it will benefit us. You got us walking around thinking that somebody hits you in the head with something or somebody in Cupid fires an arrow and all of a sudden you're stalking the person, you know, you're treating the person miserable, you want to own the person, take charge of the person. It gets crazy after a while, you know. And this is why the divorce rate in this country is so high, you know. But love is the act that makes others feel good. So if your every act made somebody else feel good, what would there be to argue about? There would be no reason to fight. There would be nothing wrong. Everything would be perfect. They did everything to make you feel good. You did everything to make them feel good. Just be having a feel-good time, okay? Well, the topic of the day is, in the Bible says, I give you herbs and fruit for meat. Not flesh. That's Genesis 1:29. We're talking about health today, you know. And the book tells you what you need to do to be healthy. But don't listen to what the book says. And the beauty about the book is that when source energy does things, it's like mathematics. It works the same way every time. Once we establish that one and one is two, it's going to always be true no matter what. So if it tells you in the book that we're not supposed to be eating flesh, flesh wasn't given to us to eat. In fact, if you read through the chapter, flesh wasn't given to the animals to eat. The animals are supposed to be vegetarians as well. So why would that change? Once source gives you something that's for your benefit, it don't make sense for source to change it to go against what's going to benefit you, because you are an extension of source, okay? Let's talk about that for a second. Also, it says, let us make man in our image after our likeness, Genesis 1:26. That in the image of God created he male and female together, not separately. Didn't say he made the male first and then he took the female out. No. In the beginning, it tells you what's going on. They came forth at the same time. So it's not supposed to be a female-dominated society. It's not supposed to be a male-dominated society. It's supposed to be equality. Everything is supposed to be based on equality. That's how the whole thing was originally set up. But, I mean, man got in there and got to changing things around for his benefit, because men decided that they didn't want to live under a matriarch society no more. So they changed everything to make it patriarchy. Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, how are you going to have male? How are you going to have positive, positive? It's always positive, negative, and conscious energy. That's how everything works. Two sides of varying degrees. The whole cosmos is set up like that. But they didn't. They wanted to take the female out, so they went Father and the Son. No, that's not how it works. Okay, it's Mama, Papa, right? It's negative, positive. Now, not negative, positive in the sense that one is good and one is bad. It's just what it is, and that's just how things work. They have been promoting negative and positive as good and bad throughout their sojourn, find a way to put you at odds with each other, you know? But if you have, if you're trying to do something electrically wise, you put negative up without the positive, it ain't gonna work. You put positive up without negative, it ain't gonna work. They both have to work together in conjunction with each other. That's how the entire cosmos is set up, okay? Now, everything expands through energy self-duplication, all right? Now, the scientists, okay, the scientists call this perpetual motion, all right? In the beginning, there was only source energy, and that's what the whole cosmos are made up of. The cosmos is expanding through energy self-duplication. Yes, the scientists call this perpetual motion, and since you are an extension of, that is how you are able to expand also. When the sperm fertilizes the egg, it vibrates at a certain rate of speed, conscious energy enters, and the egg and the cell start to self-replicate, okay, until the child is fully formed. The whole cosmos expands the same way. We're seeing it on a corporeal, as corporeal beings, but the process takes place in the incorporeal realm as well. The translator of the Bible should have used extended instead of made or create. Because we are a part of everything that you can see. I know a lot of you watch Roots. When the show first came on, they put the baby up and said, behold, there's nothing greater than you anywhere, period. You know? And that's what's going on right now, okay? And then it said that God blessed them. That means that you have the ability to bless others. But how can you bless somebody if you don't know how to treat them, okay? So you can bless a person, another, through love. The act that makes others feel good is how you bless each other, especially through charity. Charity is one of the greatest blessings that you can bestow on a person, you know? People be in trouble, they don't have food, they can't eat, they can't do this. And sometimes, you know, especially for you sisters out there, When somebody speaks or say good morning or hi, don't frown and turn your head the other way and keep walking. Hey, good morning. Say hi. I know this is a crazy society. You don't know who you're talking to. You don't know whether they're going to be polite to you or knock in your head and take your purse. This is the culture that the wicked have created. Okay? We're going to talk about that one day, too. So in a culture like this, it's very difficult to be nice. People don't know how to return niceness because sometimes they take that weakness. And it's not weakness. It's actually a strength, you know? Now, I don't want to get too far off topic because today's topic is about health. But I wanted to just go through one of the emphases in the Bible, in the book, where it's telling you how powerful you are and what's really going on. It made male and female at the same time, not one before the other, all right? You can go and read it for yourself, okay? Genesis 1:26 and 1:27. Go and read it for yourself, all right? Because it's there. Everything that you need to make you powerful, to make you strong, to bring you together as a strong, cohesive community in the book. But they have tricked your mind so much, confused you about what your ancestors have left for you, that it gets a little crazy, you know? And you have a lot of people say, oh, man, I don't have to do with the Bible. But your ancestors left that book for you. They used it to dominate the planet. They've got military ships, planes. They got huge, they're raking in money beyond belief, trillions of dollars. You know, the Pope is worth $17 trillion. You understand what I'm saying? What did he use to get that money? That book that you want to throw in the trash. I'm just saying, you know. And how are they doing this? It's all about mind control. They're using subliminal seduction, reverse psychology, to make you throw away that is good and keep that which is bad. It's like you go in a store, they got potato cookies and pretzels and all the junk food lined up right where you can see it, okay? But it's not food. It's food-like substance, but it actually isn't food, okay? Now, here's another thing. Why are you eating flesh and calling it meat? I mean, let's think about that for a second. The book says, I gave you herbs and fruit for meat. So they flip the script so that they can trick you. They don't call herbs and flesh meat no more. They call it vegetables. And they call it flesh meat because it says in the book that you can eat meat. So they got you eating flesh thinking that it's meat. Flesh is not meat. Flesh is flesh. You're not supposed to be eating animal flesh, okay? You're supposed to be living off vegetables and fruit. And those of you who are suffering with cancer and other ailments, the best way to start getting rid of some of those diseases, the flesh, all of it. Not some of it, all of it. Give up the flesh because the flesh is detrimental to your system. Cancer is a protein derivative. That means that when you eat a whole lot of protein, and the body only needs 26 grams of protein a day, that's like one scoop of tuna fish for the whole day. You get up in the morning, you're eating eggs and bacon and potatoes, and then you head off all that protein. Then for lunch, you have a nice turkey sandwich and some milk or something, more protein. Then for dinner, you have a big 6-ounce steak with two vegetables, more protein. That's too much protein. So when that kind of protein builds up in your system, the system creates something to get rid of it, which is cancer. But it not only eat the protein, extra protein that you're developing, it also begins to eat you. So you need to stay away from flesh, okay? These five vegetables are vegetables that I eat. I eat them not every day anymore because I'm completely healthy now. And once you become completely healthy, you don't need to be on an all vegetable diet either. You have to break that vegetables up with fruit because the vegetables, once you're really, really healthy, the vegetables become medication. This is why when the children are young, they don't want to eat a lot of vegetables because they don't need the medication. Vegetables are medication. Vegetables are what will heal you, what will fix some of the problems that we have. But once you get healthy, you need to start switching more to a fruit diet, okay? And trust me, some fruit has protein in it, like like watermelon, cantaloupe. This stuff got protein in it, okay? These five vegetables are what I eat every day. It's broccoli, green peas, collard greens, Brussels sprouts, and string beans. I eat them in a combination. I eat one cup of each in a combination, and it works pretty good for me. Okay, but now when you're eating vegetables like that, if you eat strictly vegetables every day, it will cause you to look older than what you are. All right, and and that's not good. All right, so if you switch off some days with the fruit, it will be a lot better for you. Okay, now if you're real sick, it will when you eat those five vegetables, it will constipate you. So you need to drink some prune juice to add with this diet. And here's another thing: do not eat a lot of bread, all right? Because too much bread is not good for you either. So don't eat a lot of bread. if you eat these five vegetables, right, one cup of each, and you get really, really constipated really bad, that means that you have something. I don't know whether it's cancer or whatever that you have. But if you stick with the vegetables, and you might have to take prune juice, you might have to take an M every now and then, okay? Or just drink some prune juice, something to flush your system out. A good idea, if you eat these five vegetables and you get constipated, is to eat them with a salad. Eat them in a salad. I recommend iceberg lettuce. Iceberg lettuce is very alkaline, and it works good on your system and help push that stuff through. Okay. If you're real sick, right, you might want to take a teaspoon of lemon juice, apple cider vinegar, and honey, and I mix that with a cup of water. Do that twice a day, and that'll help cure what ails you. All right. Now, if you're very sick, and the doctor tells you, man, you only got 6 months to live, you might want to need some extra special help. And I suggest the MMS. MMS works pretty good. I kind of like it. I use it quite a bit, and it worked pretty good for me. All right. MMS is given to you by Jim Humble. Jim Humble makes MMS. So you can go on to MMS. That's MMS.JimHumble.com. I'm not going to tell you a whole lot about it. I would rather you go on the internet and do your own research and find it for yourself. So that way you know exactly what you're doing and exactly what you're taking. But there's no reason for you to be walking around here fit. There's no reason for you to have arthritis. There's no reason for you to have none of the stuff that the doctors say that that you're contracting. And the reason that you're contracting this stuff is because you're not eating properly, okay? Follow the good book. That's what he used to call it, the good book, because there's some good stuff in there that you can use to help you in this, well, we call this the end time. Because the wicked are slowly but surely losing their grasp on these cultures, and these cultures are starting to come back, especially in the African community. Melanated people are beginning to step up and beginning to take back their land, because all the land that the Europeans are occupying belongs to melanated people. So they're getting to step up, and they want to take their land back and do different things, okay? So now... what I suggest you do, going back to health again, what I suggest you do is you go get your checkups, all right? Now, we've been running from the doctors. You know, a lot of people like to go to the doctors, and I can understand why. But go get your checkups. Let them check. They got the equipment, the machinery, and everything to check you out. Don't let them give you nothing. Don't take nothing. Don't let them give you no needles or nothing. If they take a little blood, that's okay. You can give up a little blood. But don't take nothing from these guys. Find out what they think is wrong with you. And they go seek alternative ways to heal. Don't the stuff that they're giving you to take in these hospitals is absolutely crazy. When you think about it, the doctors aren't actually healers anymore. They don't heal you. They're good body mechanics. So if you get cut or shot or stabbed or something like that, there, please go to the doctors. We got some of the best body mechanics on the planet. Anytime they replace the hearts and lungs and all that, they know the body. They can patch you up and show you real good. But if you're sick, okay, seek other remedies, because the doctors aren't healing. They're referring you to the pharmaceutical industry. They have become the healers. So they find something, they diagnose something wrong with you, the first thing they do is refer you to the pharmaceutical industry through medication, through pills. And, I mean, I went to the doctor for a checkup, and they said, you're not on any medication? I said, no. And I wasn't on any type of medication whatsoever, you know. I don't take that stuff. I don't need it. If you're eating right, between your vegetables and the fruit, that's all the medication that you need to cure almost everything on the planet, you know. Your immune system is very, very powerful, and it does wonders for a lot of things. So I recommend that you get out of the way of your immune system and let it do its job, okay? Now, once you get caught up on the vegetables and you're healthy, cut back on the vegetables. Now, with your children, don't force your children to eat a lot of vegetables, okay? Because vegetables are like a medication. The children don't actually want it because their system knows what it is. If you can get more fruit into your children, that will be much better for them than a whole lot of vegetables. Now, vegetables carry more protein than fruit. The five vegetables that I just talked about, if you eat them in combination, it will give you all of the protein you need for the entire day. It depends on if you're on a 1,000-calorie or 2,000-calorie diet. But those vegetables carry protein. They will give you the protein that you need for the whole day. So when you're dealing with your children, children love fruit because fruit is actually the elixir of the gods, believe it or not. Fruit will keep you looking fruit will keep you looking 40 years old at 50 and 60, I'm telling you. If you consume the fruit, but you have to do it in a certain manner, when you do the fruit, eat the fruit along with a bed of lettuce. Don't just eat plain fruit. So when you give your children the fruit, chop it up for them and put it in a salad and let them eat some lettuce with the fruit. And that sort of help balances the stomach. So they and it will pass through a lot better, pass through the system a lot better. Okay, so all of this stuff is in the book. You know, well, maybe not the five vegetables, but I did my research on the vegetables. A little later on, I'll give you a breakdown of what's in it. Well, not all of them. We'll just go to maybe the collard greens or something. I'll give you a breakdown. But the collard greens got 68 different vitamins and minerals in it. The collard greens is very powerful. That's why we used to take it as slaves. Collard greens is a weed, and master didn't eat the collard greens. So a lot of stuff that you were eating was at the respect of herbologists, because they brought herbologists with them, and that's how we knew what foods to eat and how we became so strong even as slaves, because we had herbologists telling us what to eat. Now, the witch doctors that they vilified in the movies and everything, hoover, 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 they studied for 25 years before they got their first patient. These guys knew every herb and mineral on the planet. They know exactly what to do for you because they had studied a long time. And the chanting that they were doing was dealing with the vibratory frequency of the spirit, because we are very spiritual people. And we heal the spirit as well as the body. So once they give you all the medications you need and the herbs for the body, they did chant. They weren't just jumping around hollering screaming. They were chanting for the spiritual aspect of the body, you know. This is some of the stuff that they're not teaching you or they're not telling you about as you're sojourning here on this planet, you know. I suggest, well, like I said, I suggest the fruit and the iceberg salad or lettuce, you know, when you eat the fruit. Now, remember, you were not created. You are an extension. So you're extension of. So you are actually unlimited, all right? Now, everything is coming full circle. So we're running into the mental battle. That's what's going on right now. Thought travels at 24 billion miles per second. That means thought have weight and can be measured. So that means that if five people are thinking one thought and one person is thinking another thought, the five people through the weight of their thought can overpower the one person. Follow what I'm saying? That's why they say there's strength in numbers. Because there's a mental power going on. There's a mental battle going on right now. And if you're going to be healthy, you're going to have to clean up your mind as well. Putting a lot of filth and watching filth and listening to filth all day long, that affects you. Because what you think about, you bring about. You know, you have to remember that, okay? Now, everything is mental. So don't let anyone control your mind. You have to take control of your mind and keep control of your mind. How do you start controlling your mind? The first step in controlling your mind is to understand who you are. There's nothing anywhere off earth or on earth that's greater than what you see in that mirror, okay? I have a lot of problems when I talk to religious people because of my thought process. Most Christians are trying to worship Christ. I'm trying to be better as Christ. So there's a different thought process. They're limiting themselves to what somebody else can do for them, and I'm expanding myself for what I can do to myself because I know I have the power to create whatever I want. And this is what I'm about right now, creating what I want for myself. You are a creator. All of the buildings and everything that you see was created by men and women, for men and women. This solar system was created by men and women for men and women. Source don't need a solar system, okay? Source is everything in the cosmos at the same time. That's what source energy is, what Muhammad called Allah. One, everything. Everything is one because we didn't have a term for everything being one, okay? And you are connected to and a part of all of that. That's where the first part comes. Now, you say, well, wait a minute. I was taught I can't be God. Look at me. I'm in trouble. I'm slavery. How can I be a God? Well, look, you got to understand. When the European, okay, first realized your teachings, that you were teaching yourself as God, he flipped the script, teaching himself as God. If you remember, when your ancestors were slaves, right, they made you call them master. Their name, I am Lord Taylor. They got clothing stores called Lord and Taylor. See what I'm saying? They name, I am Lord Fauntleroy. I am Lord this. They know they are lords. They know they are God. And they begin to act and function like God. And you have to come back into the reality of who you are. Once you come back into the reality of who and what you are, you begin to take control over that mind. And once you start a certain thought process, you will have a DNA activation because everything that you need is already inside. You know, I'm going back to Jesus. He said that when Peter asked Jesus, "What is the kingdom of heaven?" He said, "The kingdom of heaven is within you. Everything is inside, but you got to know how to go in there and get it. If you don't know how to go in there and get it, you'll never be able to accomplish what you're really trying to do." Okay. The greatest, so get your mind out of the TV and into the stars, which is where you come from, okay? Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father. That's a great key, all made up of source energy. When you see one person, when you see source energy, it's source energy, okay? I will let us make man in our image, and it said us. Think about that. It said us. Now, some of the books are taking us out, but it said us because the cosmos are one. So we're all doing this. Whatever's going on, we're all doing it together. All this mess that's going on right now, you're help creating it by your thought process. You're help manufacture all this madness that's going on all over the planet because somebody has control over your mind. And you don't know how to take it back. Remember, the greatest thing on the planet, when you look in the mirror, you see the Father. There is nothing on earth or heaven that is greater than you. Nothing. Nowhere. Period. This is the information that you must, this is what you must get to your children as quick as possible. The children need this kind of information so that they can manifest and be who they are and become what they're supposed to be. What are you supposed to be? You're supposed to be God of the universe. And what does that mean? It don't mean that you're sitting up in heaven on a chair someplace, looking down at everybody, checking out what's going on. It means that you have taken responsibility for every man, woman, child, insect, tree, plant on the planet. And you're trying to figure out a way how to protect this, how to protect all this stuff, how to manage all of this stuff. Most of us get up in the morning, man, if we can just go to work every day, get a little job and come home, we cool, you know? Oh, man, I am fine. I got my job is cool. I got my little car in the garage. My children seem to be okay. I mean, whoa, you know? That's not enough once you realize who you are. And once you step up into accepting who you are, your thought process changes. Your modus operandi changes. Everything begins to change. Your mind begins to think thoughts that you never thought before, you know? There's no way that you would put drugs and alcohol and liquor into the temple. It don't make sense. It just won't make sense anymore, you know? You cut the TV on, everybody's drinking and coasting and jumping around in the bar having a good time. You would never go near those places because there's nothing in those places for you because you're trying to figure out, now there's 6 billion people on this planet. Now, how in the world am I going to get enough food to feed all these people? How am I going to establish a military to protect all of these people? You understand what I'm saying? And it starts with you. Your family, your children, you know, how are you going to, am I going to grow enough food for myself? Once you start growing enough food for yourself, then you can expand. But if you're not growing enough food for yourself, the only way you know to get food is to run down to the supermarket. Trust me, talking about Venezuela last week, I think it was, that's the test. This is going to take place all over the planet. And there's going to be no food. The supermarkets are going to shut down. There's a global network going taking place because they want martial law around the planet so that all your rights are suspended. Everything that you hold dear as a sovereign is suspended. Now, where did that term sovereign come from? You know, the men, well, like I don't like to term these founding fathers because they're not my fathers. You know what I mean? Whoa, you know, and they didn't find me. They stole me, so you know, they might have came over here and found the land here, but they didn't find me. But they understood that they were lords, that they were sovereign, and they didn't want government over them. So they set the Constitution up so that they would be over government. The government is supposed to be working for the people, not the people working for the government, and they're constantly flipping the script, changing through executive order, executive order this, executive order that. And it's getting, you know, and it's going to get a lot worse than what you think. So if you don't have water stocked up, if you're not switching your house where you live at to all electricity and purchase you a generator, okay, and learn how to install solar panels, when it hits the fan, you're going to be in trouble. Because if the electric company shut down, the gas company shut down, you can't go to the store to get gas for your gas generator, right? How are you going to keep the food safe in the house? You know, everything's going to shut down, and there's nothing you can do. What are you going to do? Just think about it for a second. Just stop. Oh, but before we go any further, I'd like to thank everybody for the line. I appreciate you calling every week, and thank you so much. I try to give you a message to activate your DNA. So that you can begin doing everything that you're supposed to actually teach you anything because everything you need is already in you. Everything I'm saying, you actually already know. I'm just giving it to you in such a way to activate DNA. I'm trying to DNA activation. That's what I'm trying to do here, okay? Because I know I can't beat your teacher, your guru, your guide. I'm just giving you the message, okay? Then you take the message, internalize it, and your DNA will provide you with what you need to begin your journey towards the God that you are, the goddess that you are. I say God because it's male or female. It's not no male. I'm not no, you know, we all one. You got to remember when a child is born, what is it? I think it's 26 male chromosomes, 26 female chromosomes, or 23. They're both there together. So you're both male and female at the same time. You're not male or female. You're both, okay? It's just that through the thought process of God, which is you, well, we say nature knows. Nature is your thought process. That's what nature is. Nature knows what you need. So nature knows whether you need more men or nature knows whether you need more female, okay? So when you come into the child, when the egg is first fertilized, you decide that you want to be with these parents and you decide whether you want to be a male or female because you know what the planet needs and that's what's going on, okay? So right now, I'd like to just take a minute here and go and at this point, this is halfway down the aisle. I get carried away and I get the run in my face. But we need to, I'd like to give a shout out to some of the other brothers and sisters that are on the air that are trying to bring messages to you to actually enhance your thought process so that you can begin to take more and more control of your mind. And you have to clean your mind up and you need to give up the flesh for number one. So I'm going to go into the little commercial here, okay? This is the Elohim Radio Hour. We come on every Sunday at 3 p.m. That's Philadelphia time. The call-in number is 646-564-9888. And press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out or if you want to talk about your business or if you have something you want to say. You can give us your opinion, okay? Now, we're not here to debate each other's opinion because everybody's at a different place in their life and have a different thought process. So if you want to give your opinion, well, if your opinion contradicts somebody else's opinion, that's fine too. You can still give it. But understand that we're not going to be on the air debating about it. But if you want people to hear your opinion, just press 1 and I'll open up the mic and then you can give your opinion or if you have a show or something that you want to talk about, you can do that too, okay? We released our first gospel CD. It's called 911 Jesus the Mercy, Jesus is Coming CD. The link, I'm going to go through this kind of fast because some of the callers have said, man, you're reading this stuff too slow. It takes too long, you know. So I'm going to go through it with a little speed. Now, if you want more information on any part that I go through, just hit 1 and let me know. And I'll give you a phone number or back up again and give you that information, okay? Now, you can check out our CD. It's at CD Baby / Elohim Christ 2, okay? / CD Elohim Christ 2. That's where you can check our CD out. We're also on YouTube. So if you want to just go and just listen to the CD, the whole CD is on YouTube. You just go listen to it and check it out and see what's going on. Just type in Elohim Christ and the whole CD will come up. And you can just listen to whatever songs you want to listen to. We just got the YouTube connection here, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2. You can also get that on CD Baby as well, okay? And also, this part 2 is called The Christ Has Come. That's a very interesting title. You can want more information about the book. You can call TCCA at 215-294-0223. That's from 9 to 5, okay? Now, also, after we leave here, after I go off, the Will I Am show comes on. It's on every Sunday right after mine at 4 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. The calling number is 218-632-0460, and the PIN number, okay, or the code, as you might want to call it, is 726-476-87#, okay? Will I Am is very knowledgeable, brother. I like listening to his show because he helps me in understanding some of the stuff that's in the Bible because all the stuff he talks about is in the Bible, and all the stuff I'm talking about, actually, he talks about as well, but we have a different thought process, so the delivery is different, but the information is pretty much the same, okay? I think he's a little smarter than me, but don't tell him I said so, okay? All right. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Hartz Butler for his book, his history book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. We also have the Legacy of a Nation that's hosted by Brother Mackinson that comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. And he talks about some pretty good stuff there. He talks about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number is 347-677-1533. And I also I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number is 347-215-8040. And you can also go to her website, NikkiLoveWunam.com. That's W-U-N-O-M. That's Woonam, NikkiLoveWunam.com. We also have the Black Cross Nurses, Division 178 at 53rd Divine in Philadelphia. And boy, do we need our own nurses. These doctors are killing us. They're headed by Basima Muhammad. They're called in numbers 215-796-0366. That's an organization set up by Marcus Messiah Garvey. So if you don't know anything about Marcus Garvey, go on the internet. You can pull up some information about him, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thorpe, who writes in the name of Yesterday's Child. He has an old-school style out of Philadelphia and has six CDs on the market. Just Google CD Baby and press and then type in Yesterday's Child, or you can call Thomas Thorpe for more information at 267-259. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers, who just released their new CD called Reflections. And for more information on the album, how to book the group, call Patrick at 215-407-1419. I've seen these guys throw down, and what a treat it is for me. So treat yourself. Go and check these guys out. Okay, they're pretty good. I also like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopath healers and doctors. They don't like to call themselves doctors, but we call them doctors because we're used to the time, okay? We got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. So those are resident healers. So if you're sick and not calling one of these specialists, you deserve what you have. No, nobody deserves to be sick. We don't really think anyone deserves to be sick. So call them and don't worry. Be healthy because they will keep you healthy. Okay, now... also, I like to do a little bit about economics on a day out of health, because if your pockets are healthy, you don't feel too good. But if you want to feel a lot better, have your pockets full and you will feel a whole lot better that day, no matter how sick you are. So, but what I'm going to do, we're halfway into the hour, so I'm going to open up the mics. So if you have a comment or you want to say anything you want to say, I went a little bit over, but just hit one, and I'll open up the mic, and you can say whatever you have to say. Other than that, we're gonna keep on going. So, anything you want information about, or if you need a new phone number or somebody's phone number, something, just click it. Okay. The object of this show is to bring a message to you in such a way that it activates you, so that you can go inside yourself and find out what you need to make you a better person, because the only person that can make you a better person is you. And the only person that you can fix and change is you. And a lot of times when you begin to change you, others will see the change in you and they will begin to change themselves. So you become a reflection for other people to do better for themselves, you know? And one thing that you really, really got to get into is the art of love. I'm saying art, but when you start acting out of love, I'm talking about the act that makes others feel good. When you start thinking every day and every act that you commit makes somebody else feel good that you're around, you'll be amazed at the changes in the people and the things around you. And trust me, people want love. They need this love because they're not getting it. When you first meet somebody, right? Y'all get together. Oh, somebody got their hand up. Go ahead and open the mic up right away. When you put your hand up, I'm not gonna let you wait. I'm gonna start right what I'm doing and click that.
Now,
so we got
said,
old.
But he's talking. That's the deal. You got a couple guys back.
Brother.
Hello?
Last number is 0366. You're on the air. We're listening to your
My name is Ernest.
underscore.
That's right. Okay. Hey, Ernest, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? I'm calling Sister Basima. Connected me with you. I wanted you to know that there are 2,000 Haitians coming from New York to expose Hillary Clinton for what she is, a big fraud, you know what I'm saying? And
okay.
How she and her foundation has been milking Haiti of millions of dollars. While the island is very poor, they are really milking the island through their cell phone empire and other ventures they have. For example, Bill Clinton, also known as Slick Willie, you know, was put in charge by Osama Obama of money to help the people that were affected by the earthquake, you know, of 2010. People are still living in tents. People are still suffering. People are still reeling, you know, under the, effects of the earthquake, you know. So basically people need to know that Hillary Clinton was the one who stopped a French airplane. It was like filled up with supplies for the victim to help them. They even had a hospital type, that airplane was like a hospital type plane. And even Sarkozy was so angry when Hillary stopped that plane from unloading or from helping the Haitians. And you know, we kicked the French behind real bad in the 1800s. And for them to be sympathetic toward us, while Clinton was very hostile and insensitive, we thought that it was imperative that we show our presence to that DNC convention. No, you know. So I'm going to be there, and a whole bunch of Haitians are coming. Two busloads of Haitians are coming to expose Hillary for what she is. It is true that Donald Trump, they call it Trump, but I call him Trump. You know, Donald Trump is evil and is a Hitler-type person. But we need to let people know that that woman who is trying to occupy the White House is also as dangerous as evil, you know. So don't buy that thing where she's catering to the Black Lives Movement and, you know, the victims of police terrorism, because she is a fraud. Politicians, are very devious, you know what I'm saying? Because if you remember, in closing, Bill Clinton was running for president in, I believe, 2000, I forgot the date, the year. He left the campaign trail to go back to Arkansas to kill a man who didn't even know the time of day. When they brought him his food, he ate his food. When they told him, what are you going to do with your dessert? He said, I'll eat it when I come back. That's how far gone the man was. Bill Clinton signed his death warrant. So basically, make no mistake, my people, we are in trouble. We are in trouble. Both of those parties are working against us. You know, as a man revealed before he died, one of them, he was like ISIS head honcho who committed suicide. He said that this government has a lot of things planned for us. So we need to get ourselves ready. You know what I'm saying? Get ourselves ready, you know, to fight off this monster by any means, because determination can help you free yourself, do whatever you desire. Because in Haiti, in the 1800s, what helped us free ourselves from slavery and free the world? Because if you read Frederick Douglass's poem on Haiti, we virtually freed the world. When we were freed in Haiti, it brought hope to people in Africa, all over the world. So it was determination, the determination of Dessalines and his crew, that enabled us to fight off the most powerful force, the most powerful army in the world. We can do it again. All we need to do is be determined and unified.
because I want to thank you for the time, because I know I've been talking long, but maybe I'll be able to update you next time on how things went down. But like I said, people, tomorrow we're going to be out here. You know, we're coming all the way from New York to expose this ward, you know what I'm saying, because she is no good. She's just as bad as So if you want to come out, we're going to be at 53rd and Girard around 12:30, 1 o'clock. We're going to be out here, and we're going to bring the Haitian flag, the revolutionary flag. We're going to have the red, black, and green. You know what I'm saying? Those two governments are here to show the world that we're not going to just lay down and let this fort go through. Thank you so much for the time.
Do you have a number where somebody can call you? Find out. You want to
yes,
give
you
the number?
Can call me at 267-271-6405. Or you can call Sister Basima Bey Mohammed at 215-796-0366. That's Sister Basima Mohammed. She's the fourth Assistant General to the UNI. Hello?
Okay. I got a couple of minutes here. Are you still, is your book still on the market?
Yes. The book, I have to make more copies. See, I didn't sell it.
Okay.
If I sold 20 copies out of the 700 I put out, it was a lot. You know, I really wanted to put it in hands where people who couldn't afford it could have it, because I didn't want people to deprive people of information
what's the name of your book?
I don't have any more right now. It's Police.
Okay.
Police Terror: The Story of Ernest Ford. I'll be at the Church of the Advocate. Okay. I'm not gonna. Yeah.
We're
gonna give a date.
So they have the people have your number. And if they want more information, they can call you about what's going on with the Democratic convention. And they can also call you about your book when you have copies and stuff like that there. And I appreciate
that,
giving us a shout out, letting us know what's going on out there, okay?
Yes,
now,
sir.
We don't debate what's going on, but we have your opinion, and we appreciate what you just said, okay?
Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Peace and blessings.
You can ask Basima for my number too. That you can give me a call. We can pitch out a little bit. Okay?
I will do that. I will do that. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. So we're going to move right along here. Now we're going into a little bit in.
Yes.
We're going a little bit in economics. Yeah, we're going into economics here, and we're going to. Because it's important that you have money to accomplish some of the things that you're trying to realize, okay? So whenever we talk about health, we always talk about how to get that money, how to make more money, and what economics of money is all about. Now, contrary to what, and I went to school for accounting and all that, but contrary to what the 1% are teaching you, economics is somebody else working and paying you. That's economics. Okay, now they got macroeconomics, major economics. They got it so convoluted that it takes a 3 or 4 year course to figure out what they're talking about. But it's really, really simple. All right, economics is somebody else working and paying you. If you don't have anybody working and paying you money, you do not have economics. What you have is a job. And trust me, we don't really want to be on jobs all of our lives. We need economics so that you can pass economics on to your children, but you can't pass the jobs to your children. This is why we lose so much property and stuff, because when the children get the property, they don't have a job to keep it. So they wind up losing everything, and we right back where we started, generation after generation starting over. So what I tell everyone, whenever we talk about economics, is that Don't push your children out of the house in a hurry when they get out of high school. It starts with the children. Let them stay with you as long as possible. Tell them to go get two jobs. It don't matter. Most of the children don't have money for college, and they want these big, huge loans for college, and they can bypass that by following this simple methodology. Two jobs. It don't matter what jobs you get because you're not trying to have a career, all right? Now, my phone is acting a little crazy, so if it cuts off and you can't hear me, somebody text me, let me know that Big Brother decided to play around a little bit here. Okay, so what you need to do is tell your children to work two jobs. Don't matter what the jobs are because you're not making a career out of a job. McDonald's, Chino's, they don't make a difference. Most jobs pay $10,000 a year. So you get two jobs, that's $20,000 a year. You live off one job and you save the other. After 2 years, you have $20,000. Take that money, don't go to the real estate, go to a sheriff sale or foreclosure, go bid on a house, take cash up for the house, preferably a three-story house. That's what you get the first one out. But when you buy a house, you're not shopping for a house to live in, you're shopping for a house to make money. You might stay there, but it's not your permanent home. You get a three-story building, take the first floor in the basement, funk them out, make it look really nice. That's like having a two-story house. And you rent the other two places out, this will give you economics. Somebody is working and paying you rent, all right? And once that happens, you just get three, four, five more of those. You got money for college. You can have a brand-new car that you want, and you're looking fine. And you can pay your way to get whatever you want by using true economics. Now, do you have to use real estate? No. Money can work for you. You can make your money make money. You can also write a book or make up poems or make a record. Anything that you can make, making it over and over and over. Once you make it, it just starts selling. Then you have some kind of residual income coming in. But you need to think in terms of residual income, money that's coming in without you working for it, okay? Once you buy a house, you don't have to buy the house again. As long as you have that house, people will be paying you rent for that house. That's residual income, right? They got us thinking career, and I'm going to work for 20 years and get my little gold watch. Stop thinking career. Stop thinking jobs. You get a job because you have to. A job is a way to get economics, but a job is not economic. So you need to work towards that and push your children in the right capacity because we want them to grow up with a firm understanding of what economics is because I always talk about economics, talk about health, because when you broke, man, you don't feel good at all walking around with no money in your pocket. I'm telling you, that's what's up, all right? So once again, we got a pretty full board here, and I want to thank everybody that's calling in. I appreciate it so much. Every week now, the Bible is a cipher. Jesus, we only got a few more minutes here. I got about one more minute left, and so I just want to take this 1 minute to thank those who have called in. I appreciate you calling in. And the shout-outs that I give is to I talk the talk, so I'm walking the walk. I'm supporting the people. When I give these commercials, I'm supporting the people that's trying to give information to you, okay? That's what I'm doing. And hopefully they will do the same on their show. They can take 5 or 6 minutes and just give shout-outs to the people that's trying to do something for other people, okay? And then my main topic, always, remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. That's the key to our cohesion in our community. Stop committing acts that don't make other people feel good. And you'll be amazed at the responses you'll begin to get from other people, okay? Because love is, and always will be, the answer. But you have to understand what love is and how to use it, okay? And equality, not male dominant, not female dominant, but equality is the key of the day. You don't own your husband. Well, I got about 5 seconds here, so I'm just going to say love is the act to make others feel good, and I will see you next week. Peace.